From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. economy shed 20,000 jobs last month, but the unemployment rate dropped to 9.7%. One reason, more people have stopped looking for work, so they're no longer figured into the Labor Department's unemployment numbers. Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody'sEconomy.com, says the report's encouraging, though it could have been better.
Still not really good. I mean, we're still looking for some job growth, and unemployment's still near double digits, but we're heading in the right direction.
The White House says job creation is its number one priority. To that end, President Obama is urging banks to provide more credit for small businesses. In a speech to small business owners in Maryland today, Mr. Obama also called for a $5,000 tax break for each additional worker companies hired this year.
Today, we learned that job losses for this January were 20,000. The unemployment rate dropped below 10% for the first time since the summer.
The president plans to meet with lawmakers from both parties on Tuesday to talk jobs. A powerful snowstorm is bearing down on the Mid-Atlantic. The National Weather Service is expecting near blizzard conditions by tomorrow morning. Winter storm advisories are in effect from Georgia to New Jersey. Danielle Carson has details.
The Washington region will take a beating. It's bracing for up to 2 feet of snow again. That's how much Mother Nature dumped on the D.C. area on December 20th, sending retailers into a frenzy over holiday sales. Airlines have canceled flights scheduled for this evening and Saturday. Food is flying off grocery shelves as residents load up with staples. Local transportation officials are deploying thousands of trucks carrying tons of salt to spread over roads. Maryland has spent about $50 million in snow removal so far this winter. Almost twice what was budgeted. Virginia has spent almost $80 million and is dipping into emergency maintenance funds. But the snowstorm apparently does have a silver lining for some. Ski operators in Virginia and Pennsylvania are cheering. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
In Portugal, lawmakers have rejected the government's austerity plan, raising questions about the country's ability to shrink its deficit. Concern over Portugal and other European countries' ability to control their public finances are sending stocks worldwide falling. The FTSE dropped nearly 2% today. Germany's DAX fell 1.4%. Asia stocks closed sharply lower, including Japan's Nikkei. It fell nearly 3% to 10,057. Certainly feeling effects on Wall Street. At last check, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 100 points below the 10,000 mark now at 9,900. NASDAQ Composite Index dropping 7 points at 2119, and we see that the S&P 500 is down 9 points at 1054. You're listening to NPR News. A gun battle in Chechnya is blamed in at least 11 deaths. Details from Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Russian officials say that insurgents and Russian troops are among the dead after a gun battle in war-ravaged Chechnya. Authorities say the fighting began on Thursday and continued into Friday in the mountains southwest of the capital of Grozny. Violence in Russia's North Caucasus region has escalated in recent months. There are nearly daily attacks in the region in which law enforcement and government officials are targeted. Officials blame Islamist insurgents. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev calls the violence the country's biggest domestic problem. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Shiite pilgrims are again the target of a third deadly strike in Iraq this week. Authorities are reporting a double attack on worshippers today in Karbala, where people were headed for a religious event. Either car bomb blast or mortar fire sent a panicked crowd running down the highway and into the path of a suicide bomber. The double attack killed at least 35 people and wounded more than 140. Shiite pilgrims also coming under attack in Pakistan. Today in Karachi, authorities say suspected Sunni militants bombed a bus carrying Shiite worshippers. Hours later, militants attacked the hospital treating the victims. At least 13 people were killed and dozens more were wounded. Two American aid workers in Haiti reportedly are dead. According to wire reports in local media in Santo Domingo, the men's helicopter crashed last night in the Dominican Republic near the Haitian border. The victims' identities have yet to be independently verified. The number of U.S. aid and charity groups has grown since an earthquake struck Haiti last month and left much of the impoverished nation in ruin. This is NPR.